This morning on WCHL, legislators are already talking about nixing Common Core standards, but Orange County isn't ready to give up on it yet.
A lot of it's being portrayed as the federal government bringing this down upon us, and they get into a state's rights kind of argument, which it wasn't meant to be.
And Chapel Hill's long process of economic development and shaping the town's future winds on.
If we're going to protect the green stuff out there, we're going to have to go redevelopment on the stuff within our municipal boundaries or begin talking about getting into the rural buffer.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill, Carborough, traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports this morning, Carolina Baseball swept Virginia Tech on the diamond this weekend. And
when the Clippers were a joke, no one paid any attention to their racist owner.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL in the beginning of a cloudy day. It's going to be cloudy all day. 70% chance for showers this morning. And then numerous showers possible this afternoon. We could even get a thunderstorm. Our high temperature today, about 80. Definitely spring-like day. Public education leaders throughout Orange County are defending Common Core, as Republican lawmakers in Raleigh are moving to replace it during the upcoming short session of the North Carolina General Assembly. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
I think one of the sad things is a lot of it's being portrayed as the federal government bringing this down upon us, and they get into a state's rights kind of argument, which it wasn't meant to be.
That's Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Superintendent Tom Forcella talking to WCHL last Thursday during the 2014 Community Forum about controversy surrounding Common Core state standards for math and reading. Earlier that day, North Carolina Representative Greg Meyer, a Democrat who represents Orange and Durham counties, had been in the State House listening to Republicans state their intentions to replace Common Core with a new set of standards. Those would be determined by a 17-member advisory commission, mostly selected by Republican House Speaker Tom Tillis, who is running for the U.S. Senate, and another Republican, North Carolina Senate President pro tempore Phil Berger. Here's Meyer.
What we saw was a continuation of the pendulum swing backlash where Republicans in the General Assembly dismissed expertise from educators and dismissed the opinions of Democrats and said, we're just going to throw the baby out with the bathwater. And as of July 1st, if this legislation passes, there will be no standards or curriculum for the state of North Carolina. And that seems like a horrible way to do business.
Forcella says that one of the major misconceptions about Common Core is that it's a federal government intrusion into North Carolina schools.
Common Core was created not by the federal government, but rather by a group of governors. And they proposed having a Common Core set of standards that potentially could be used nationwide, rather than each state creating their own standards, and there's no way to compare, and also looking at the state standards and having some of them be rigorous.
He says Common Core raises the bar and provides an equal playing field for all children. Forcella argues that it instills deeper thinking skills instead of just getting students to memorize information for tests and then forgetting about it. Orange County School Board Chair Donna Coffey says she also supports Common Core.
We live in a society today that continues to grow increasingly mobile, and this allows students to more easily move from one district to another and without losing a lot of in-depth curriculum that they may have lost in other situations.
Another proponent, Chapel Hill Carborough Association of Educators President Chuck Hennessy, says it's important to consider how many gifted English-speaking students there are in India and China. He agrees with the idea that Common Core helps kids in the U.S. compete better globally. He says he also understands that change of this kind causes anxiety and even resentment.
You're going to get some pushback. We also have to be very frank about the logistics of the fact that when this came through, it was in an attempt to deal with the funds coming in from Race to the Top. Again, we're dealing with federal funds, which we know is going to be a political hot button.
North Carolina won a federal Race to the Top grant in 2010 and has used nearly $400 million to make education improvements and implement Common Core throughout the state. The Common Core standards have been used in North Carolina classrooms since the fall of 2012. Hennessy recalls that when funds came in through the State Department of Public Instruction, they came in quickly. For that reason, he and Forcella agree that it initially caused a strain on teachers and administrators. Here's Forcella.
Part of the problem with staff is it was too much, it was very quick, and we were just scrambling to retool and retrain our teachers.
The process took 1 year. and a lot of work, Forcella recalls. Normally, something on that scale would have taken 2 or 3 years. If Common Core opponents in the General Assembly have their way, teachers will have to start over again with a new set of standards as soon as those are agreed upon. For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Chapel Hill Town Council will consider a plan to expand the Timber Hollow Apartments on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard when the council meets tonight. This proposal would rezone the nearly 20-acre site to allow higher density and add 109 new apartments. The project first came to the council last October, but developers have delayed further public hearings until now to refine the plan. The new proposal calls for a trio of three-story buildings instead of a single four-story building. The council will also take public comments on the town's draft bike plan. The meeting begins at 7 o'clock tonight at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. Economic development in Orange County. We'll talk about that and more news coming up in a moment. WCHL News Time is 6:12.
Aren't you tired? Tired of worrying whether mom remembered to take her medications? Tired of staring at the phone until you hear that dad made it home safe from the store? Isn't it about time for a change? There's a reason you keep hearing our name. There's a reason friends keep telling you to call us. For over a decade, Home Instead Senior Care has been giving peace of mind to Tar Heel families, providing the support that seniors need to age in place. There is a difference, and that difference is Home Instead. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
This is Orange County Commissioner Barry Jacobs. Harry Truman said, "The only things worth learning are the things you learn after you know it all." Since becoming an Orange County Commissioner, I've learned a great deal about our community's strengths and challenges. That experience and perspective are essential. The times call for strong, seasoned leaders who work for balanced solutions. That's my record. That's why I'm running for re-election as an at-large Orange County Commissioner. And that's why I've been endorsed by the Independent, Sierra Club, and Northern Orange Black Voters Alliance. Please vote for Barry Jacobs in the Democratic primary. Paid for by Jacobs for Orange.
This is Allison Cullen from the Orange County Rape Crisis Center. Join us for cupcakes and cocktails on Tuesday, April 29th at 6 o'clock at Extraordinary Ventures. First, taste the wonderful creations in our cupcake competition and cast your vote. Then enjoy a signature cocktail presented by the Crunkleton, all-you-can-eat cupcakes, and hors d'oeuvres from Mediterranean Deli. Tickets are $30 in advance and $40 at the door, and all proceeds will benefit the Rape Crisis Center. Find out more at occrcc.org/cupcakes. See you on Tuesday for cupcakes and cocktails.
This is only a test. This is a test of the emergency alert system on 97.9 FM WCHL. This is only a test. FM WCHL Chapel Hill is a member of the Emergency Alert System. This concludes this test of the Emergency Alert System. Good morning, it is 6:14 at WCHL. Community leaders agree that we want to grow as a community in a way that promotes economic expansion and sustainability, but we're running out of space to do so. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
The populations of Chapel Hill and the campus of UNC are increasing, and with that growth comes inevitable change. The task at hand is to decide how to have development happen across town in a way that serves the community, but many disagree about the best approach. Aaron Nelson, president and CEO of the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce, says he is fully in favor of embracing development.
I think a lot of our future is going to be in redevelopment. If we're going to protect the green stuff out there, we're going to have to go redevelopment on the stuff within our municipal boundaries or begin talking about getting into the river.
Nelson has been a supporter of the proposed plan to revitalize the area surrounding the Ephesus Fordham intersection, which includes vacant lots, confusing intersections, and traffic tie-ups. That plan is causing conflict within the community, with many residents pushing back against the proposed redevelopment, arguing that the process is moving too fast. The council delayed taking a formal vote on the plan last Wednesday. Julie McClintock, president of Friends of Bolin Creek and a former member of the Chapel Hill Town Council, has been outspoken about her opposition to the current state of the Ephesus Fordham redevelopment.
The fact is that what's so fascinating about every one of these so-called focus group processes is that the citizens have gotten well informed and have pointed out to the council that we need to be more comprehensive. I mean, you can't just look at the traffic in Ephesus Fordham intersection. You've got to look at the whole 15501 corridor. And I would really fault the planning department of the town of Chapel Hill. Why do we employ planners if they aren't to plan comprehensively?
McClintock also served as a member of the Central West Steering Committee, the group that was tasked with developing a plan for future redevelopment along Estes Drive. Central West, like Ephesus Fordham, is one of several focus areas designated for redevelopment in the Chapel Hill 2020 plan, a strategy the town developed with the hope of formulating a vision for growth in Chapel Hill. That is where McClintock says she believes that this approach is not living up to expectations.
I would say that we don't have an economic development strategy, and we need to get one. I think the town's in crisis fiscally. We have unfunded transit, unfunded housing, unfunded roads. We're in trouble. We need a strategy to get out of this mire.
Michael Parker, chair of the Town Transportation Board, co-chaired the Central West Steering Committee. For more than 10 months, members of the group argued about issues such as how much density was appropriate for the area. Parker says he felt that the council should have been more specific about what it wanted from the Central West Steering Committee, saying that they spent a lot of time, quote, wandering in the desert. After dozens of long, contentious meetings, the group ultimately produced a small area plan, which was approved by the council in November of last year. As far as the Ephesus Fordham redevelopment plan, Parker says it makes sense for the town.
But until you take a proactive stance, until the town is willing and able to say, these are the things we want, and we are going to do the things that will make it possible for those things to happen, we will be the recipients of things that we very often don't care for and then scramble and struggle to try to make right.
On the subject of the effectiveness of these focus groups, David Schwartz, a researcher for the North Carolina Botanical Garden, says that town leaders should consider the bigger picture.
The small area planning processes are occurring now where you have each area being, you know, addressed in isolation from all the others, and we end up, you know, reinventing the wheel or making the same mistakes, or each area plan not taking into account what's being considered in the other areas and why it might make sense to do something more integrated across the entire town.
Schwartz, McClintock, Parker, and Nelson made those comments during the Economic Development Panel of WCHL's 2014 Community Forum. To hear the full discussion, you can read this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And following up on that story on development and redevelopment, the town of Chapel Hill is holding a pair of public information meetings on the proposed development agreement for Glen Lennox. Both meetings will take place in the Chapel Hill Public Library. The first will be tomorrow from noon until 1. The second will be Wednesday from 5:30 until 6:30 p.m. Town staff are looking for public comments on the plan before town council's work session on May 5th. If the plan is adopted, it will guide the future development of the Glen Lennox property near the intersection of Fordham Boulevard and Raleigh Road. If you'd like to find out more about this proposal, you can visit the News Around Town link on our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time 619. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fill up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Well, not a lot of traffic this morning. Volume very low, but the situation will certainly change a little bit later on. And when it does, Rand Northam is here. He will be reporting on your traffic situation all morning long. If you spot anything that's out of the ordinary that we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, anytime during the day, not just the morning, but all day long. And also, you can tweet us at WCHL. Right now, everything is all copacetic this morning. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you by Sturdivant's Tire Pros in Chapel Hill. Visit 942tire.com, or you can give them a call at 919-942-TIRE. Sturdivant's Tire Pros in Chapel Hill. It is going to be a nice day, although if you don't mind little clouds, We're going to have some clouds, 70% chance of showers. Later on in the morning, we could get some rain before lunchtime. And then a chance of showers and maybe even a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Our high today, about 70 degrees. Tonight, we're looking at more cloudy skies, 70% chance of showers with a 20% chance of thunderstorms, mainly in the evening, low tonight in the low 60s. And then tomorrow, another cloudy day with a chance of showers, maybe even thunderstorms in the morning tomorrow. And then more of the same for the afternoon with a high in the upper 70s. Chance of rain is 70%. It is 6:21 at WCHL. That's a quick look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. And now we turn to WCHL Championship Sports. Carolina baseball, big weekend for the Tar Heels. North Carolina baseball team is rolling with a 5-4 win on Sunday afternoon at Bosch Amber Stadium. The Tar Heels completed a series sweep over the Virginia Tech Hokies and improved to 27-18 overall and 13-11 in league play. With that loss, the visiting Hokies dropped to 18-25-1 in the year, 13-11 in the ACC. But more importantly, Carolina was made to work in all three games of the weekend but earned gutty come-from-behind wins in all three of them, including on Sunday when Tyler Ramirez sacrificed flies at Michael Russell across home plate in the bottom of the ninth to snatch the sweep. The in-form Russell extended his career-long hitting streak to 17 games. With three hits in the series finale, as Carolina extended its head-to-head dominance against Virginia Tech. Head coach Mike Fox's team hasn't lost to the Hokies since way back in 2007. Carolina bullpen's tenacity, coupled with timely, opportunistic hitting, provided the winning formula for a Carolina team that's been searching for some momentum heading into postseason play. Again, Tar Heels had to come from behind in all three of those games, but they managed to win all three times. Tar Heels will next play host to East Carolina tomorrow at 6 p.m. before they take an exam break. Carolina will have revenge on its mind as the Pirates defeated the Tar Heels down in Greenville just last week. But again, congratulations to Carolina winning over Virginia Tech yesterday, 5-1. That is completing a three-game sweep over Virginia Tech over the weekend. Tar Heels now 27-18 overall, 13-11 in Atlantic Coast Conference play, and that's good to get some momentum heading into the postseason. Coach Steve Clifford says that the Charlotte Bobcats hope to avoid a first-round sweep by the Miami Heat. They're going to need someone other than Al Jefferson and Kimber Walker to come through on offense. The Heat double-teamed Jefferson after he scored 15 points in the first quarter on Saturday night and hounded Walker on its way to a 98-85 victory in Game 3. Game 4 is Monday night, tonight, in Charlotte. Clifford says, and I'm quoting here, they were very aggressive, sending a second defender at Al and much more aggressive with Kimba. That means there are other opportunities with other guys, and we have to be able to take advantage of that. While Jefferson and Walker were 12 of 20 from the floor, the rest of the Bobcats shot just 33% in Game 3. Got to get some help for the Bobcats. They are about to be swept. Michael Jordan says he's both disgusted and outraged by the racist comments allegedly made by Los Angeles Clippers owner Donald Sterling. Jordan released a statement on Sunday addressing the matter as both the current owner and a former player. He says that as an owner, quoting here, "I'm completely disgusted that a fellow team owner could hold such sickening and offensive views." As a former player, Jordan says, "I'm completely outraged." That, again, is a quote. An audio recording obtained by TMZ alleges that Donald Sterling, Los Angeles Clippers owner, made racist comments to a girlfriend, including her urging her not to bring black friends to Clippers games. The NBA and the Clippers are still investigating, including whether the male voice on the recording is indeed that of Sterling's. Reportedly, his girlfriend has just said she can't be sure. She's not sure if it's his voice or not. So, the investigation will continue. It's rather hard to believe she couldn't tell if it was his voice. But that's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. And we will have more coming up in an hour on WCHL. A little bit later on in the morning, we'll talk to Bobby Hundley about the Carolina baseball team and its sweep over the weekend against Virginia Tech. So, things looking up for the Tar Heel baseball team. 6:25. At 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by BASF. It takes a lot to build the future, and BASF has the solutions to build a future that lasts. Find out how at WeCreateChemistry.com. This is Charles Osgood. On our Sunday morning TV broadcast yesterday, my colleague Tracy Smith did a piece about resuscitating someone who has stopped breathing and whose heart has stopped beating. We've learned a lot about sudden death, Tracy says.
that death really isn't a moment, but a process that can be interrupted and often reversed with the help of new techniques.
The story after this. There are a lot of complicated things in life, rocket science, taxes, and tying a bow tie. But insurance does not have to be one of those complicated things. Your local independent agency representing auto owners insurance will sit down and customize a plan just for you. So instead of trying to muddle through it all online yourself, contact your local independent auto owners agency. Find your local independent agent at autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com. Auto owners insurance, the no problem people.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours. Which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
Tracy Smith told us what happened to Joe Tirolosi.
5 years ago, Tirolosi, then 56 and in good health, was at work as a driver in New York City one hot August day when he felt sick, really sick. He walked into New York Presbyterian on his own power and promptly dropped dead.
It was like they shut the lights out, and I just collapsed and fell on the floor. My heart stopped, and the nurse was, I heard screaming, and that was it.
But that wasn't it. Tirolosi was brought back from the dead, a testament to the perseverance of his medical team and the power of some bone-chilling cold.
Perseverance in giving him chest compressions, says Dr. Sam Parnia, who now runs the resuscitation research program at Stony Brook University Medical School. As for the cold, he says it slows down the rate of brain damage.
Cooling buys us time. So, for example, if somebody were to suddenly collapse and die at home, what we could do is go into the freezer and take out our frozen peas, frozen vegetables, put them on the body.
Hold on a second. Are you saying that seriously? That if Absolutely. Somebody were to collapse, you could take your frozen vegetables out of the freezer, ice them, and do CPR, and it would help?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We're still learning. Today, hospitals are getting compression devices and cooling machines that are stronger and better than muscle power or frozen peas at bringing people back. The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
My house is really spent. Every inch of it is low rent. No class, I'm such a nerd. It's time to call Cedarburg. It just really makes good sense. 30 years experience. Call the man with means and the dream team. Bill Cedarburg.
For more information, go to cedarburgkitchens.com.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste rate guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
Food trucks, bouncy house, live music, games, and more. Come to Table's third annual Food Truck Rodeo at Orange United Methodist Church in Chapel Hill on Saturday, May 3rd at 3 p.m. 10% of all truck sales will be donated to Table, a nonprofit that provides healthy, emergency food aid to hungry Chapel Hill and Carborough children. To see participating food trucks and more, visit tablenc.org. Thanks, WCHL, for caring.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Yo Pop Frozen Yogurt. It's half off. $10 worth of frozen yogurt and toppings available now for $5. Yo Pop's mission is to serve customers with healthy alternatives to ice cream and frozen custard. Frozen yogurt is made with the highest quality ingredients with natural sweetener. That's why this product is low in calories and fat, high in calcium and protein, and aids in digestion. And it's delicious. It's half off from Yo Pop. It's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, to be exact. One of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. It is cloudy all day, 70% chance of showers this morning, and then a big chance of showers, maybe even an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. Our high today about 70 degrees. Not really all that great a day, to be honest with you, although it's 64 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Tonight, cloudy, 70% chance of showers continuing, 20% chance of thunderstorms, low tonight in the low 60s, and tomorrow we're looking at cloudy skies again with a chance of showers and maybe even a thunderstorm even in the morning, and then showers likely with the chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon. High again in the upper 70s. Chance of rain is 70%. Actually, that will stand for 2 days.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM. WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
My ears are popping. Yep, we're in it right now. We're in the tornado.
Central Arkansas ripped by a tornado. 16 people dead. The town of Valonia hit hard. Brian Pruitt lives there.
It was just a huge black cloud coming our way, and it was already you could just see stuff just boiling in it.
Amber Neumeier is an AeroVac flight nurse.
Currently, they're dispatching fire and police out to go to these scenes, make sure that they are safe. You know, we're going to experience a lot of gas leaks, a lot of power lines down.
North of Little Rock, Mayflower was hit just before dark. David Hoag with Faulkner County.
You've got the whole array from things, homes that are flattened to homes that are standing up as far as the brick and the chimney to homes that haven't been touched.
One person killed in Oklahoma. That tornado damaged up to 70 homes in Baxter Springs, Kansas. More rough weather expected today. CBS meteorologist Craig Allen.
Some of the tornadoes could be long-tracked. In other words, lasting on the ground for several miles.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
632 at WCHL. After listening to that, it sounds like our weather is going to be great, although it's going to be cloudy all day. Big chance of rain. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. Orange County has seen a great deal of recent political turnover with a newer, younger generation of legislators and community leaders emerging to replace the old. But how do these new leaders navigate the political realm? How do they make a difference in institutions still dominated by older legislators and older ways? WCHL's Aaron Keck reports.
I walk in, first of all, as a student of the game. How am I going to play this game? What do I need to learn? Who do I need to align myself with? Who do I need to emulate? Who do I need to stay away from?
That's newly appointed State House Representative Greg Meyer. First-term Carrboro Alderman Damon Siles agrees, adding that finding one's place involves not only the need to learn how to play the game, but also the chance to elevate the discourse.
One of the things that I found myself doing, while not intending necessarily to do it, was to come to the role with a kind of posture of wanting to demonstrate how to disagree well. And I think that in itself has value.
Other young or first-term legislators agree that being the new guy also offers a rare opportunity to shake things up. First-term County Commissioner Mark Dorison.
I think all of us who are new elected officials have one opportunity, which is to really see how things have been done and to ask questions about why. Why do you do this something like this? Why is it like this? And maybe that's the right way to do it, but you have the opportunity to say, explain it to me. And in doing so, explain it to the constituents.
Fellow first-termer Renee Price agrees.
If I have to say something that's going to ruffle somebody's feathers, well, I'm sorry. Well, no, I'm not sorry, really. Here it is, you know?
And first-term Chapel Hill Town Council member Maria Palmer says she can also take advantage of her status as a demographic outsider as well.
I'm an immigrant, so sometimes I can say things that other people are too embarrassed or have been told all their lives you can't say in polite company.
Palmer, Price, Dorison, and Siles all occupy seats on elected boards that serve Orange County alone, so all four can say their own values adhere fairly closely to those of their fellow board members. Not so Meyer, a Democrat in the Republican-dominated General Assembly.
Well, I just drove back from Raleigh, and I was in an education policy hearing at the General Assembly, and my hot button is that most of the people in the General Assembly don't know a darn thing about education, and I cannot believe that they're making some of the decisions that they're making.
Among other things, he says, those decisions include a continued reluctance to raise teacher pay and, on Thursday, a task force recommendation to eliminate the Common Core standards. Those moves and others have left him frustrated, Meyer says, and it can be no less frustrating for new and young officials seeking to make change in Chapel Hill. Laura Morrison is the Associate Vice President for Membership at the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce.
Renee said something that resonates with me. She said, we're a progressive community. At least we think we are.
But despite the frustration, Meyer says it is possible to be hopeful for the future simply by looking back to the recent past.
On the days that I'm mad and angry, and today sitting in chambers was one of the worst days that I've had. I tend to think about Terry Sanford and Bill Friday. Those gentlemen came out of World War II together, and they decided that they were going to fight racial segregation and they were going to build the prosperity of this state based on having a strong public education system. And there is no reason why today's leaders shouldn't be able to come together around the same goal of building our long-term prosperity on a well-educated populace and the ability to stand up against the continued existence of institutionalized racism, other forms of inequity.
And it's that hope that sustains local leaders, young and old and newcomer and veteran alike, as they continue to push for change. Mark Dorison.
Change is hard. It is very frustrating, but, you know, every day you start to push the rock up the hill, and you hope that today it gets all the way to the top.
And in the end, Renee Price says that activism pays off in its impact on people.
And there's something that's very interesting that I think it happens every single time I've had a meeting, and I've been frustrated, and the next day somebody will call me up or see me in the grocery store, and they'll just say, thank you. And, you know,
makes it worth it.
It makes it worth it.
Dorison, Morrison, Price, Meyer, Siles, and Palmer made those comments in the Tomorrow's Newsmakers panel of the 2014 WCHL Community Forum. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And that was just one of many constructive panels throughout the day during the Chapel Hill-Carborough Forum. The Chapel Hill Town Council will consider a plan to expand the Timber Hollow Apartments on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard when the council meets tonight. This proposal would rezone the nearly 20-acre site to allow higher density and add 109 new apartments. The council will also take public comments tonight at the town's draft bike plan. The meeting begins at 7 o'clock tonight at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. When you think about human trafficking, you might think it happens in third world countries far away from the United States. But as many as 18,000 people are brought into the U.S. each year and forced into unpaid jobs or prostitution. A growing number end up right here in North Carolina, which victims advocates say is now among the top destinations for human trafficking. Carolina Connections' Mark Haywood talked with a young human trafficking survivor who's trying to rebuild her life in Randolph County, North Carolina. And we will have that story right now for you on WCHL. Again, this is Carolina Connections' Mark Haywood.
18-year-old Noemi Pasquale is a runner.
You're running down this other side. You're slapping hands with whomever's down there.
At her Asheboro High School track practice, she runs for sport. She competes in the 4x800 relay and runs cross-country.
It feels amazing. It's like my world.
Pasquale may seem like a typical high schooler now, but just 3 years ago, she was living as a modern-day slave in Randolph County. She was living with a man who raped her and forced her to work without pay or proper schooling.
I prayed to God, make me strong, to show me the way how I'm going to get out of it.
In the past, Pasquale ran to escape bad situations. Growing up in the mountains of Guatemala, she says it was from her abusive Mayan family.
I ran away from them. Sometimes I would go sleep outside or climb in the tree. And yeah, that was the way I survived.
She says she lived in a small house with her aunt, uncle, their children, and her grandmother. And if she did not meet her aunt's expectations,
she beat me up so many times. If I don't behave, she beat me up.
Eventually, she left Guatemala. A cousin in North Carolina offered her family money if she came to work in the U.S. She was brought to Randolph County, where she says her job was to take care of her cousin's three children. She says she slept on the floor, wasn't paid, and wasn't allowed to leave the house. Both her cousin and his wife beat her.
I was cooking or something like that. And then he just come right after me and he'll just kick me really bad.
Pasquale's situation kept getting worse until one night when her cousin approached her in the bathroom and sexually assaulted her.
He started coming behind me and I was like, what are you doing? And then he just started raping me in his bathroom. And then I was just screaming really bad.
Once again, it was time to run. She says she took off barefoot in her nightgown and called the police from a neighbor's house. Her cousin was arrested and eventually convicted of rape. The federal government declared Pasquale a trafficking victim and issued her a visa to stay in the United States. Nationwide, about 900 trafficking victims received visas last year,
And Karika Yarborough-Smith of the North Carolina Coalition Against Sexual Assault says North Carolina is among the top 10 states for human trafficking.
We've had a lot of cases of what we call domestic servitude, which is a person being brought into someone's home and they've been told that they're going to work, you know, maybe as a nanny or as a maid, but they would be able to leave, and anything a normal maid or nanny would be able to do, and they're not. They're forced to stay there and they're not able to go out. They're not getting paid, or if they're getting paid, they're getting paid very little.
Pasquale was among the fortunate ones who was able to escape, and the state placed her in a foster home. She started at Ashborough High School in the fall of 2010, where her civics and economics teacher, Lowell Pocock, says she spoke little English.
Most of the things that you and I would consider to be skills that would be needed to be in high school, whether it was basic reading skills, writing skills, mathematical skills, she did not have.
With the help of several tutors, she covered about 10 years worth of material in just 3 years. Just this past semester, she brought home her first A in mathematics. She is learning to speak both Spanish and English, and in Pocock's civics class, Pasquale is studying American democracy.
Bills can be introduced only by congressmen. And when I say the word congressman, that can be senators or representatives. Listen to me very carefully.
While Pasquale is learning about the law, state legislators are considering passing laws that they hope will prevent other people from being victimized like she was. One would toughen the penalty for human trafficking. Another would provide restitution to victims and educate teachers and others about the crime. Pasquale is confident that victims can rebuild their lives, like she did, if they can escape from their enslavement.
They have to get out of the situation they are in now. Just find a way and get out. They are strong and they can do it.
She says that once free, survivors of human trafficking should focus on the future. That's what she's doing as she completes high school and dreams of going to college on a track scholarship. An opportunity, she hopes, to run towards something positive after a lifetime of running away. In Ashborough, I'm Mark Haywood.
And it's a powerful story. Mark Haywood is a reporter with Carolina Connection, the radio news magazine of the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. It airs every Saturday morning at 8:30 during the school year. And this past Saturday was the final show of the school year. The Year in Review show will air on May 10th. WCHL News Time, 6:42. Coming up next, Colleen Bridger has today's commentary. She says we cannot neglect public health here in North Carolina. That'll be followed by Inside Carolina Athletics on WCHL.
Always on the go? Let the design team at Best Tile make your next remodeling project a breeze. Our personal designers are here to help make your vision a reality. No muss, no fuss. And with a huge selection from around the world, you're sure to find the perfect tile right here without having to scour the triangle. With Best Tile, you don't have to put your life on hold to make your home beautiful again. Best Tile, local store, global selection, at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, or find us online at besttile.com.
Hi, I'm a kid. We support Jimmy Doster. Please vote Jimmy Doster for the Durham School Board on May 6th.
Paid for by Vote Jimmy Doster.
Vote Jimmy Doster for Durham School Board. Vote early April 24th through May 3rd at the Durham South Regional Library or downtown Durham at the Board of Elections office.
Hi, I'm a kid. We support Jimmy Doster. Please vote Jimmy Doster for the Durham School Board on May 6th.
Paid for by Vote Jimmy Doster.
During the April Everyone Saves event, Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill wants to hear from you. We received this wonderful testimonial from one of our clients regarding his recent Subaru purchase with client advisor Wes Dupuis.
Very happy and thoroughly impressed for the amazing service from Performance Subaru for the entire transaction process and overall experience. We love working with Wes and would recommend that her and the dealership and the car to anyone. We were incredibly pleased with the entire process. Thank you so much.
Thank you. West is a fabulous team member. Like always, you'll find outstanding sales promotions at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. We continue to uphold our performance promise that promises exceptional service and value delivered by our professional staff. Our goal is to have you say wow and then tell us about your wow so we can share your feelings with the world. We have rates as low as 0.9% for up to 48 months for qualified buyers until April 30th. We all love to save money and we all love Subaru. Spring fever, that's what this is. View our virtual showroom at PerformanceSubaru.com or visit us in person
person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
6:45 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Colleen Bridger. Public health in North Carolina is suffering from an identity crisis. As your public health director, this concerns me. Many in the public health profession like to proclaim that public health is a silent miracle. The idea in this proclamation is that when public health is working, everybody is safe and nobody thinks about it. Treating public health like a silent miracle is wonderfully moving, but we need to get real. Health departments deal with things people don't want to talk about. We give birth control to teenagers without parental consent, because sometimes the teenager is a 13-year-old girl who's being raped by her stepdad and is afraid to tell. We treat the same man month after month for gonorrhea because he refuses to wear condoms. Let's face it, public health deals with some pretty non-miraculous material. I prefer this analogy. When my kids were little, they loved a song about a young man who on a rainy day asked old Mr. Johnson why he didn't fix his leaking roof. The old man's reply was, "I can't fix it right now, it's raining." The young man then asked him why he didn't fix it on a bright and sunny day. His reply, "Why would I fix it then? It doesn't leak when it doesn't rain." To me, this epitomizes the perception of public health. When we are in the midst of a public health crisis, public health is seen as a huge government bureaucracy in an irreparable state of disrepair. However, when there is no crisis, there is no attention and no money. The philosophy becomes, why do we need big government? Everything is fine. In North Carolina, it is a bright and sunny day for public health. Let's not make the same mistake Mr. Johnson did and put off the maintenance and upkeep public health needs to continue to protect us. When public health's roof leaks, people die. This is Colleen Bridger.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you, superstar, disc jockey, morning talk show host. Been here forever, keeping us doing it right, Ronstadt.
All right, you're certainly welcome. And it's time now to talk about what happened over the weekend with your Carolina baseball team sweep.
Inside Carolina Athletics, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Carolina's baseball team swept a three-game series from Virginia Tech over the weekend, winning 3-2 on Friday, 6-4 on Saturday, and a walk-off sac fly RBI from Tyler Ramirez that scored Michael Russell made it a 5-4 final on Sunday. With the win, the Tar Heels improved to 27-18 overall on the season and 13-11 in the ACC, all alone in fourth place in the Coastal Division standings. And following Sunday's marathon win over the Hokies, Mike Fox had this to say.
It was a great sweep. There's no question about that. It's three games that we really needed to win, and today was pretty special. It's something we haven't done, and our kids need to experience that, and we just kind of grinded it out and somehow we're able to pull it out.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, "We're with you no matter what." At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
So the weekend ends on a good note for the Carolina baseball team, and the week begins tonight at 7 from Tyler's in Carrboro. It's the Mike Fox radio program. Mark Fleury will be sitting in for Coach Fox, who will be in New York watching former Tar Heel Michael Morin play. He's just been called up from AAA, and it's Morin and the Angels taking on the New York Yankees.
Inside Carolina Athletics has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Mighty good sweep for Carolina's baseball team over the weekend. Things looking a lot better now, that's for sure. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you once again by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Save your delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients. Created by Executive Chef James Clark and his talented culinary team, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Also, Carolina Inn is home of Fridays on the Front Porch. It's cranked up again. Now, with your morning traffic on WCHL, the best-dressed man in the newsroom, ladies and gentlemen, it's Rand Northam.
I'm the only one there, but that's okay. I'll take it.
If you want to get technical about it, yeah. You're a lot better dressed than I am. You know.
All right.
Let's just put it that way.
I'll take that. All right. I appreciate it. Well, traffic moving smoothly to start things off this morning. That is the usual thing we see at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely. Got to say a tip of the hat to Jimbo Hannon this morning on America in the Morning. If you were listening, he gave us a little shout out for our RTDNA Edward R. Murrow Awards. A big thanks to Jimbo for that.
I'm always like Jimbo Hannon.
Yeah,
he's a good guy. Yeah. He really is. He's also the smartest person in the room.
Yeah, well, he puts together a good show, that's for sure.
Incredibly intelligent guy. Yep. He can talk about anything.
I love his, just before the bottom of the hour, he does the, different story, something that's a little different. I'm driving to work at that time. Love it. It's just, and he always puts some funny tagline on the end. Mm-hmm. I enjoy it. It's great.
Yep. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you to Jimbo Hannon.
That's right.
Listen to America in the Morning between 5 and 6 a.m. weekdays on WCHL.
Got that right.
And listen to Rand Northam with our next traffic report coming up at about 7:15.
All right.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
It is 6:51 at WCHL. We're going to turn now to your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. And it looks like this. First of all, it is 62 degrees in Chapel Hill, cloudy, 70% chance of showers this morning, and a chance of showers and maybe even a thunderstorm this afternoon. Our high today about 70. A big chance of rain tonight as well, with a low of the low 60s. And then tomorrow, more of the same kind of weather all day, 70% chance of rain. Doesn't sound all that promising, to be honest with you. I mean, it looks like pretty depressing weather, to be honest with you. I mean, that's just not good at all. 6:52 at WCHL, and time now to take a look at celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Yeah, we got a few of those. We're going to start with former Secretary of State James Baker III, 84 years old today. Actress, singer Ann Margaret, 73. Remember her? Actress Marcia Strassman, 66. Actor Paul Guilfoyle is 65. Former Tonight Show host Jay Leno is 64. Let's see here. Unless he decides to be 65, and then I guess I'll let him do that. Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan is 54. Actress Bridget Moynihan, 43 years old today. Actor Jorge Garcia, 41 years old today. Beautiful actress Penelope Cruz turns 40 years old today. Actress Jessica Alba, 33. And actress Alicia Allen is 23 years old today. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. Scott Weber, Roosevelt Dixon, Martha Farley has a birthday today. Bailey Milda, Anita Vaughn, Lisa Cogger, Julie Vozella, Rick Milburn, and Lisa Joy Birmingham is our birthday winner of the day. Lisa Joy Birmingham has a birthday and will get a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont, where Chris Derby and the folks love taking care of their customers. Lisa Joy Birmingham, happy birthday from all of us here at WCHL. All right, here we go. Yes, it's time now for more trivia. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Rod Stutson. We brought in the best today. We spared no expense. We decided to get the best trivia.
No expense is correct.
Trivia Meister, the Trivia Meister to end all Trivia Meisters.
It's a labor of love for us all.
Freddie Kiger.
No, I mean WCHL.
Say that one more time.
WCHL.
Thank you. I was beginning what radio station I was working at. You know? It's a lot of fun. And
well, we have a good time.
Freddie makes an exorbitant amount of money for doing this.
I ran into Steve Farmer.
Oh, yeah?
At McAllister's a couple days ago.
Uh-huh.
Who was talking about trivia and saying how much fun he had listening to us. And
good.
So that's good. That was nice.
But, Steve, you don't call.
Steve, you got to call if you know the answer to the question.
Like Blondie, call me.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, maybe
call
we'll,
me!
Maybe we'll throw him a UNC School of Admissions question.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that'll
well,
be
well, you know what? And Steve could possibly get this. Today we're doing printed works.
Okay.
Printed or published works.
We got a lot of famous people who called in and answered these questions
well,
sometimes.
I know. We should make like a correct answer guest list.
Mm-hmm.
The following people have answered correctly.
Yeah, I have to do a little research because I can't remember them all. But, you know, from time to time we hear from just about everybody.
Well, here we are. You ready for this?
Yes, absolutely.
Printed works. Here we go. Tomorrow, the 29th of April, will mark the 162nd anniversary of the publication of Dr. Peter Mark Roget, who was the founder of the University of Manchester School of Medicine.
Uh-huh.
But in his work, 15,000 words, what do we call his still-used reference work today?
Peter Roget?
Yes, that's right there is a huge hint.
Okay, yeah.
Dr. Peter Mark Roget, who was the founder of the University of Manchester School of Medicine, and tomorrow is the 162th anniversary of his publication, and included 15,000 words.
Mm-hmm.
What do we call this still-used reference work?
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Tracy Trask and Lorraine Hines are social workers in foster care placement at the Orange County Department of Social Services, and they are today's WCHL Hometown Heroes.
Amanda Miller made the nomination. Amanda, why are Tracy and Lorraine so special?
Well, Tracy and Lorraine, frankly, I've never met two women who give of themselves as freely as these two women do. You know, they're outstanding community members, really, because they put everyone else, they put the interests of some of our community's most vulnerable people before their own.
You know firsthand how wonderful they are.
That's true, Rania. My husband and I just finished what is required to become foster parents. It's completing a MAP class, and we're just wrapped. April is National Child Abuse Awareness Month, and we're just coming to a close. But, you know, Orange County is in huge need of foster families, and we're really excited to be a part of that. And Tracy and Lorraine have made navigating that system really so easy, and they've just been an absolute pleasure to get to know.
Tracy and Lorraine are like a lot of other hometown heroes who, you know, have their own obligations and their own things that they need to do, but they often put their work and put other folks ahead of themselves.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, they both have 3 children at home, and yet they still commit out these very long days at the office, and not just days at the office. They're often there nights and weekends with training and sort of relentlessly working to find placements for these children that come to Orange County DSS.
Like so many others, they kind of fly under the radar. They don't look for recognition, but thank you for putting them in the spotlight today.
That's my pleasure. I just wish we could do more to recognize women like this. They really do make the city a better place to live.
And a special thanks to Amanda Miller for the nomination today.
Yeah, these women are just so amazing. And they're just such incredible people, and they do so much. I've really been humbled by what they do for, you know, the children in our community.
Lorraine Hines and Tracy Trask, social workers in foster care placement at the Orange County Department of Social Services. Amanda Miller, thank you for letting us know the wonderful things these women do. They're today's WCHL Hometown Heroes.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right, lots of phone calls this morning. It is 6:58 at WCHL. Freddie, you're asking a question about something that was started by a guy named Peter...
Mark Roget.
It would have to be Roget's the Thoris.
That's it!
Yeah. Just a guess.
Well, it was a pretty big hint, but that's okay.
Yeah, it was.
Is there a synonym for a thesaurus?
Well, we do have a winner this morning, Lori Swikert. I don't think there's a synonym for Lori Swikert either. Lori Swikert is a faithful listener, and she gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Thank you so much, Lori. And we'll have another question for you tomorrow morning. And you know, tomorrow is Rock and Roll Tuesday.
It's springtime, and your friends at Glass Half Full Restaurant, Wine Bar, and Wine Shop invite you to enjoy lunch or dinner outdoors on our beautiful garden patio. Glasses of copper-colored rosés shine beside fresh spring greens, fragrant herbs, and crisp new vegetables from the farmer's market. And our pitchers of icy sangria return. For Mother's Day and graduation celebrations, Glass Half Full will open for dinner on Sunday, May 11th at 5 p.m. Spring is definitely in the air at Glass Half Full.
All right, it is going to be a cloudy day, it would appear. 70% chance of rain today. 70%? I don't like those odds, to be honest with you. I mean, seriously. A 70% chance of rain all day. Big chance of rain coming up tonight as well. And it's not going to get any better tomorrow. Exactly the same tomorrow.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock. This weekend, your Tar Heel baseball team plays a three-game ACC home series against Virginia Tech. Hear it here on WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. It's 7 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. Search team spent the night going house to house in the suburbs of Little Rock, looking for survivors and finding victims of a deadly tornado.